Okay, today's daf is Psachim Yerushalmi, daf Nun Gimel 53, and we are on Nun Beis Amabeis, the last section here of the sixth parak, parak Eilu Dvarim. We've had a number of dafim relating to the sugya of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. That's what we've been talking about, and the Mishnah gave a number of cases. Remember, Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, if you did a mitzvah, then it's more of a chance that you're going to be Pater V'Machatas. If you totally didn't do a mitzvah, and you aren't in the context of a mitzvah, then for sure, that's a regular Karman Chatas. But there were different gradations of how much of a mitzvah do you have to do. You have to just have the kavana of doing a mitzvah, even though you didn't do any mitzvah, where we had that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Rabbi Yossi, we had in the context of just carrying matzah afterwards, or the night for the milah, or there are others that say, no, you actually have to have done a mitzvah. But the Mishnah gave cases where the carbon is possible. Meaning if you shechted a carbon, shalol shechted the carbon Pesach, shalol la'ochlev, shalol nuyav, for people who can't eat it, so then that's going to be chayev, because that's a regular chatas, you aren't involved in a mitzvah. But if it's a kosher carbon, la'ochlev, vishalol la'ochlev, as we've said, l'mnuyav, vishalol l'mnuyav, all those cases are going to be pater. Then we got into the case of balmum. And that's the one that's going to we're going to relate to in the Gemara. If you shechted an animal and it came out to be a balmum, the Mishnah also says chayiv. Why? Carbon Eide explains, because there was a pshia. Right? You could have ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, shogeg, but balmum, you're supposed to check the animal for 4 days before you are makriv it. Maybe there's even a special did to do that by carbon Pesach. And if you didn't, so chayiv. So chayiv because that pshia overrides the fact that you might have been involved in a mitzvah. Shachtu v'nipseis treifa b'seiser, but if you found that it's a treifa internal inside, so then it wasn't your fault, it was total ones, there's no way that you could have known about the internal treifa, therefore you're going to be putter, that's in ones. Let's talk about that for a moment. So treifa is inside, and you couldn't have known about it. So we mentioned in the past, but maybe not always the same, Mar Makomos, the thought of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik connected, and he thought that treifa is related to nevela, even though they seem to be two different yisurim. Nevela means that an animal died without getting shechted, without a maisa shechita. And a treifa had a maisa shechita, but there was some other problem with it, an internal organ problem, as we just described. So Reb Chaim thought not. The treifa is also related to the shechita, and nevela is not a maisa shechita. Treifa is a maisa shechita, but there's no heter achila from the shechita. Meaning, but it's still a problem in the shechita. The shechita is a maisa shechita, but it's not a chalos heter shechita. Right? That's what the Reb Chaim said. And he quotes it a number of rayas, but one of them is from the Rambam. This one we don't always quote. In the second parak of Hilchos Avos Hatumos, the Rambam talks about if a goy shechs an animal. If a goy shechs an animal, let shechita, so you're not allowed to eat from that animal. Shechitas akum. But the Rambam says, even though you're not allowed to eat from it, it's not nevela. Nevela is also tame. It's one of the Avos Hatumos. An akum who shechs an animal, so then it is mitahar midei nevela, which is amazing. You might think that a goy can't even do a maaser shechita. Rambam says, no, a goy could do a maaser shechita, and therefore it's not nevela, but you can't eat it. You can't eat it. And then the Rambam brings an amazing comparison. Shechita zakum, ava bishasura bachila, mitaharis midei tumas nevela midaraisa. Right, it's not nevela midaraisa. And the Rambam says, how can I have such a distinction? It's usher to eat midaraisa, but it's mitar midei nevela daraisa. Where do you ever have such a thing? V'yim tomar v'halo hi asura ba'achila din Torah. Ask the Rambam on himself. This is the Rambam right here in Perek Beis Hilchos Avos Atumas. Right? It's asur daraisa to eat. If it's asur daraisa to eat, so then how is it tar midei nevela daraisa? Says the Rambam, lo kala asur ba'achila mitame. Not everything that is asur to eat midaraisa is mitame midaraisa. Shaharei hatshrefa asura v'tahora. The Rambam compares shechitas akum to a treifa. Treifa is also asura to eat, but it's not mitame. Nevela is one of the avos atumas. Treifa, if an animal got shechted, it had a hole in its lung, it's not mitame, it was just asura to eat. So the Rambam compares shechitas akum to treifa. And the question is, what do they have to do with each other? Treifa had a perfect shechita, and there was some other problem with it. While shechitas akum, it wasn't even a good shechita. What do you see by the Rambam's comparison? By both of them? No. There was a shechita, but there was a maisa shechita, but there was no heter shechita. And the chiddush is on both sides. That akum, shechita's akum, that a goy could do a maisa shechita. And therefore it's not nevela, but there's no heter shechita. And the chiddush by treifa is that there was only a Maisa Shechita Mitar Midei Nevela, but there was no heter from the Maisa Shechita. Shreifa Bar Maisa Shechita, I'm reading now from Rav Shimon Shirim, Rav Salvechik, quoting from Rav Chaim, Bavakama Daf Ayin Tes. Shreifa Bar Maisa Shechita, Ach Eino Bar Heter Shechita. Lefichach, Shreifa Nitara B'Shechita Mitumas Nevela, Bigla Maisa Shechita, it had a Maisa Shechita. Ach Shreifa Asura Ba'achila, Ki Chaser La Heter Shechita. Iker chalos shem iser treifa, havi mishem chalos shem iser nevela. They're connected. And that's why the Rambam paskins in Ilchos Ma'achalas Asuros and Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Zayin, that nevela and treifa are mitztarfim with each other for kizayis. And the Rambam himself in Perek Dalet of Ilchos Ma'achalas Asuros. Nimseis lameid, shahatora asra ha-mesa v'hiya nevela. The Torah asers an animal that died without getting shechted, va'asra ha-notel lamus machmas makoseha. And it also asers an animal that's going to die because of its wounds. The Alpha Vishadayim lo Mesa, the Hiya Trefa. The Rambam says, the Torah asers the Nevela, the animal that died, and asers something that is almost going to die because of its wounds, even though it didn't die yet, and that's Trefa. Ukishem shelo tachlok b'mesa, bein mesa machmas atza, bein shenaflava mesa. Right, and just like if it dies, there's no chiluk in why it died. Kachlo tachlok b'no telamuz, bein shetarfasa chaya, there's no chilik between why it became a treifa. So again, the Rambam is comparing treifa and nevela. So that's what Rav Chaim thought, that they're both the same yesod iser. Again, wherever this is quoted, there are different rayas that are brought. I think the other raya that's brought is from Ben Pakua. Ben Pakua. Ben Pakua is the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin. And if you shecht an animal and you open up the mother after it shechted and an animal jumps out and it's alive and it was pregnant, that animal midaraisa is mutter without getting shechted. Mutter because the shechita of the mother goes for the shechita of the offspring. What if the mother was a treifa? If the mother was a treifa, so the animal is not, the baby animal is not kosher. And the question is, because the, what do you mean? The shechita was perfect for the mother. If the mother was a treifa, what does that have to do with the baby? Ah, no, because treifa is a chisaron in the heter shechita. And if there's a chisaron in the heter shechita, then even for the baby, that chisaron affects. So that's a number of the rayas and the proofs related to treifa, but that's back to our Mishnah. So if the animal is a bal mum and you shechted it, so that's a pshia. And therefore, it's not going to have the patur of a tav bar mitzvah. But if it was a treifa, then it's going to have a patur. Continuing, the last case of the Mishnah was, if you shechted an animal and then you found out that all the owners of the animal, all the minuyim, you know, decided to go with a different animal, right? Mashchu yibalim es yadan, or they all died, or they became tamei. So that case also, there's no way for you to have known pater. The Reish Shaka Bershus, you were allowed to shech the animal. You didn't know that the owners weren't around anymore, and therefore you have the patur of Tabad Var Mitzvah. Okay, so let's read the first line again. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says, Lami Nitzrucha, what's the line of our Mishnah that says, if you shech the Balmum, you're still going to be Chayiv because you don't have a Batur, who is that needed for? Because really, according to the Tanakhama in the previous Mishnah, any type of Eino Ro'i, right, if you shech an Egel, L'Shem Karim Pesach, that you're Chayiv because that's a Pshia. That's not Tabad Var Mitzvah. You should have known that you can't bring a calf for a Karmel Pesach. So the same thing would be about Balmum. So this line wouldn't be needed according to the Tanakhama, but it would be needed for Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir at the end of that previous Mishnah, Rabbi Meir at the end of the previous Mishnah on Mem Tes Amid, in the previous daf, where is it? Rabbi Meir who says that even Einam Re'uyim are going to be, Pater. Rabbi Meir Omer, right, they're going to be Pater as well. Rameir said before, even L'Shem Emuray Tzibur is going to be Pater, which is a totally, not connected. Emuray Tzibur is Davar Sheish Lo Kitzvah. So Rameir has more of a flexible, expansive definition. So even according to Rabbi Meir, that's the Chiddush. L'min Yisrael Rabbi Meir, Asya Dereb Elazar. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the Chiddush would be by Ba'amum Yerchayef. And the Gemara says, Asya Dereb Elazar, this explanation is from Shimon Lakish. It must be following Reish Lakish, who we had, that there is some minimum level of mitzvah. Kemadur Shimon ben Lakish Amar Yesh Basi Yaso Mitzvah. Just like Reish Lakish says, you need some level of mitzvah, like we said before, not the like a case of a Yibum and Nida, not the case of Nosar, Kachab Lazar, Amar Yesh Basi Yaso Mitzvah. So just like there's some level of mitzvah needed, and therefore, by a Baal Mum, there's no level of mitzvah. because there's no mitzvah by a Baal Mum at all, and therefore you're going to be chayiv in the case of Baal Mum. So the Gemara now has another possibility. Maybe not. In Tamar, even if you want to say Shan Yehi, if you want to say maybe you're going to your mayor, you don't need a mitzvah at all. He passes like there, Rabbi Yochanan. You don't need a mitzvah at all. But the problem here is that there's a pshia. You don't have to connect this or Belazar's suggestion to Reish Lakish that you need a minimum level of mitzvah, even if you don't need any minimum level of mitzvah. But here, it's totally your fault. If you have two pieces of meat, we said before, one's kadshim, one's no sar, okay, it's hard to know which is the piece of meat, which is which. But here in Tamar, Shan Yehi, Shu Balmum, Ubalmum, Ein Darko L'Schalif, Balmum, right, it's a worse pshia. Says the Gemara, okay, what about Egel, right? What about Egel that Rabbi Lazar said before? Hare Egel, Hare Ein Darko L'Schalif, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Divir Meir, Afilu Egel. Rabbi Lazar said before that Rabbi Meir would matir, right, explaining Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Meir would matir even in Egel, which is totally not Ra'ui for the carbon. So why would that be better? Why would that be better? Egel, you're going to be putter, right? But isn't that a pshia also? So answer the Gemara, it's worse of a pshia. Balmum. Am Rabbi Yossi, im Yisbar, Balazak, Rabbi Yochanan, as Yehi. If he goes like Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Balmum, in Darko L'Schalef. Egel, Darko L'Schalef. There's still a difference. An egel can be used as a carbon. A calf is ra'ui to be a carbon for something. Or you could use it as a carbon, but Balmum is never roy as a carbon. See on the bottom, the carbon aeta. The Balmum ain't darko l'schalif b'shum kachim ba'olam. Masha ain't kain be'egel, ika l'meimar shetov, esorvet de'egel, kasha l'pesach. But an egel is a tamim, and therefore, there'll be a difference between the two. Good. We continue. The Gemara said that when it comes to shachtov, it says trefa, that's not your fault. And the Gemara says, shkei nitzr chalachalo, you have to check the internal organ. So you might say that, you know, if you find out afterwards, it's not your fault. But, you know, those are all the halachas of treifa, as listed, all the treifas listed in Maseches Chulin. You had to, check because it's internal. Says the Gemara, habagalui chayiv. If it was galui, if there are treifos that you would be able to see, then you'd be chayiv. But one second. What's this question? The Mefarshim explain. Isn't that just mekalkel? If you shechted an animal and found out that it was a treifa, isn't that mekalkel? And therefore, mekalkel, we know on Shabbos, is an iser d'rabanan. Mekalkel is a d'rabanan. So why would you be chayv achatas anyway? Forget the p'tur, even without the p'tur of ta b'dvar mitzvah, pater, even if you aren't ta b'dvar mitzvah, mekalkel is not an iser d'araisa. So he asked the Gemara, why would you be chayv anyway? Habagoli chayv, it would be mekalkel. Right, that's one of the outgrowths of Meleches Machshaves. Meleches Machshaves Asra Torah, as we know, the Pasuk in Vayakel, that describes the Mishkan work as Meleches Machshaves, Unkelist Meleches Ummanvan, thought out expert craftsmanship work. And if that's what you need, that's how the Mishkan work was described. As we know, the Shabbos is learned from the Mishkan. Whatever they did in the Mishkan, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And therefore, you're not allowed to do Meleches Machshaves on Shabbos, but anything less than Meleches Machshaves is not going to be Daraisa on Shabbos. And that's why we have many, many halachas. Meleches Shein Sikha Lagufa, Davar Shein Miskavein, Shinui Grama, Mikalkel. You're doing an act. You're doing the act. So it's destructive? Yeah, because in the Mishkan, they did constructive work, and therefore Mekalkel is going to be only Asur Drabanan at most. Rav Asher Weiss, in the Minchas Asher, in Vayakel, in Simin Sadiches, he starts off by quoting 15 dinim, that possibly not all based on the Gemara, right? Many of them are Gemara, some are Rishonim, Achronim, 15 halachas that could flow from Meleches Machshaves. Sometimes you have Machlokas Rishonim, whether this is a Meleches Machshaves din, or whether it's a Kol HaTorah Kula din, or some other generic din. But Davar Sheni Miskavein, Meleches Sheni Asricha Legufa, Misasek, Lo Isavin Machshavaso, Mekalkel, our Mekalkel is number 5. But it's interesting that the phrase Meleches Machshaves Asra Torah is nowhere in Shas Meseches Shabbos in Bavli or Yerushalmi. But it comes up in the Bavli in Chagiga and Daf Yud. But that's Mekalkel, right? He quote the Kiryat Sefer quotes. Why is Mekalkel not Meleches Machshaves? Mishum de mistama ain lo kavana gemura. That's what he quotes. The Rav Asher says, Dachuk l'chora. Dema inin kilko leitzel kavana. Vatu achofer guma letzorech afra bebayis tavi Mekalkel. Right, that's less kavana. No, so the act of kilkul, nothing to do with kavana. The act of kilkul itself is a chisaron in the Meleches Machshaves. And then he has others, kilachar yad, shinui, melecha, she'ena miskayemes, from the beginning of Abone, on daf kuf beis, pachos mikashir, the Rashbam says in Baba Basra, on daf nun hei, is also part of meleches machsheves. Pachos mikashir, right? You might say, is there chatzi shir by melecha Shabbos? That's also an interesting topic. Rashi and Shabbos, on daf ayin dalet, talks about borer. Borer pachos mikashir. Rabbi last machsheves, that's also pachos, mikashir. He quotes others, halachas that now, those are all based on the Gemara and the Rishonim, others now are expanded, Kluta Kamisha Huncha, he quotes other nafkaminas. Most of Melechas Machsheves represents a kula for Shabbos, even if it's a maisa outside of Shabbos, it's not Melechas Machsheves, therefore it would be kula for Shabbos. There are some cases, and he quotes a number of cases, where Melechas Machsheves is a Goreim Lechiev, but one of them is in the Gemara, right, Baba Kama Daf Samach. But the Gemara talks about Zoreh, the malacha of winnowing. Malacha of winnowing, where you throw it up in the air, and the chaff, the heavy stuff, goes down, and the lighter stuff gets blown away. So the Gemara says, Zoreh v'ruach masayasa, that's a chiyav on Shabbos. Because of malachas machsheves, Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if you used the wind to damage, so that's grumma. Grumma b'nizakin is putter. So the Gemara there says, when it comes to Nezek, Ram is Pater. But when it comes to Shabbos, Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah, and this is exactly what you wanted to do. You harness the wind in order to do this Malacha, and therefore you're Chayiv. That's an example of a Chiyiv by Melechas Machsheves, even though generally Melechas Machsheves is a reason Liftor. And one other, and then we'll continue, Machlokas Rash Baran in Shabbos and Afkuf Dalad, where the Machlokas is about chok tochos and chok yirechos. The Gemara talks about if I have a ches and I erase the top of the ches and make two zions, that's chayiv on Shabbos for writing two letters. Erasing causes writing two letters. So I think it's the Rashba that says that, if it works for Shabbos, it's a writing two letters, then it must be that works for Stam also. And if you're supposed to write two Zions and you have a Ches and you erase the top of the Ches, that's considered Ksiva. That's considered Ksiva for Hilchas Stam also. And the Ran says no. The Ran says when it comes to Shabbos, Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah, and therefore you wrote what you wanted to write, it's Avin Machsheva, so that's it. That's all you need. And therefore it's Chayiv by Shabbos. But it wouldn't be called writing for Hilchas Stam. So again, another example of a Chumrah when it comes to Shabbos. And a kula. But again, most of the time, Melechas Machsheves is the kula. So that's what the Gemara's question here is. How could you be chayiv for shechting a treifa? Possibly, if it was begalui, only beseser, because you didn't know about it. It's makalkel. Answer, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shimon he. No, Rabbi Shimon says elsewhere that there are two exceptions to the rule of makalkel. We had this already. Makalkel, hakol makalkel and beturin chutz mechovel umavir. Chutz mechovel umavir. So this is chovel. Right, if wounding, inherently those are destructive malachas, and therefore those are exceptions to the rule. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha bar Rav Imi b'shem Rav Shimon Malakas, Rav Shimoni also it's Rav Shimon. Period. Rav Chama bar Okva b'shem Rav Yosi bar Chanina Hamoshech Yado Mipischo. If somebody is part of the Korban Pesach and he's Moshech Yad, he decides before Shechita, which you're allowed to do, before Shechita decides, I don't want this Korban Pesach, I'm going to go with another Korban Pesach. Gufa Kor Shlamim. That Korban Pesach that no longer has owners, that itself could be offered as a Shlamim. You don't have to say that this animal, sometimes in Hilchas Kachim, you have an animal that became problematic, so you have to wait, you have to let it graze, well, until it gets a mum, sell it, and take its funds and offer a Korban with it. But here, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina says, no, it automatically becomes a Shlamim. If it loses its owners, gufo karev shlamim. Right? The Korban Eidah says, ein sorach liros achi is ta'ev. You don't have to let it graze until it gets a mum. Ulavi b'dav shlamim. No, it itself is karev shlamim. Reb Yona amar shlamim ksheirim. Yeah, Reb Yona says the same thing. Reb Yosi amar shlamim psulim. Reb Yosa says, no, it's pasul. Why? He argues on Reb Ezra Chanina, you have to wait till it gets a mum because it's a concept of nidche, of dichui. Once an animal gets labeled as a problem, so that label doesn't leave. That's called dichui, right? The Gemara says, yesh dichui, when it comes to karbanos. The Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Gimel, some might be familiar. The Gemara has an ibaya, whether there's dichui by mitzvos. If you have a hadas that had too many berries, when Yontif started and he took off the berries, do we say that, once it was a problematic hadas, then it's forever problematic? Or do we say, no, that's only a concept by kachem and not by mitzvos. But by kachem, it exists. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, this animal, is possible. and therefore it has an inherent psul. You have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you can bring another carbon with its funds. Says the Gemara, the Hot Tanina, but in our Mishnah says the case with the Bailum or Moshe Yudehem, it says there's a Ptur. It says that the Ptur for a Karban Chata. Says, doesn't that mean that you did something? But then Pater, Savar Meimar Pater V'Kasher, doesn't that mean that the animal's Kasher? Right? It's Kasher, and therefore it's not a Kasha on Rabbi Yosa. Pater and Le Pater Apostle. No. You're Pater because there was no way for you to have known. The Ptur is because of Ones. Right? There's no way for you to have known, but the Karban could be Apostle. Like Rabbi Yosef says, right? If you had the owners that were removed, either they died or they were Moshe Yado, so then it still could be possible. Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Lecha, similar line about this topic. Ein Lecha Pesach Uvakar of Shlamim. A Pesach can only be Hukrav itself as a Shlamim. Ela She'avad V'nimse Me'acher She'kipru Habayalim. If it was lost and you gave a different one instead, and then you find the previous one. So that one is not Nidche. Right, that one would be nidche if you found it before you offered the replacement. But if it's only found afterwards, that was not nidche. But mashma, if that's the only one, Rabbi Yochanan says, but if the owners pull back their hands, maybe that would be possible. That would be possible. So the Gemara asks a question for the Mishnah. Vatanid and Pater, Sovereign Meir, Pater Kasher. Doesn't Pater mean Kasher in the Mishnah? So it's Kasha. Pater and Le, Pater apostle. No, Pater can mean apostle also. So again, the word Pater can mean either. Shmuel Amar, Kol Shamru Bachatas Mesa. Shmuel says, all the cases of Chatas Mesa. What's Chatas Mesa? That's the Mishnah in Temura. But there's a Rosh Etevus. A Karban Chatas, if it loses the connection to its owner or its Kapara power, those are the halachas that there's halachas should be Sinai. Those animals have to be left to die. Kol Sheba Chatas Mesa. Sometimes it says Ba'asham Ro'eh. The parallel cases of Asham, you let them graze. But Chatas Mesa, what are the five Chatas Mesos? The Rosh Etevus is Vitimna. Vlad Chatas. Chatas is always female. Chatas has a baby. Tzmuras chatas, mesu ba'aleha niskapra ba'acher of rashnasa. Right, that's the timna. Those five cases where the owner is not connected to the animal anymore. So those cases have to be left to die. So Shmuel says in those parallel five cases, kol she'amru b'chatas mesa, kayotze bo b'pesach gufo kar shlamim. If any of those things happen to a pesach, then the animal itself could be hukrav as a shlamim, including where the owners died. That's similar to the owners pulling away their hands. Vatanin and Pater, Sovereign Mimer Pater Pasol. What do you mean? According to that statement of Shmuel, the animal's kosher. But doesn't the Mishnah say Pater? Doesn't that mean Pater and the animal's Pasol? Because the only reason you have a Pater is because it's Ones. Pater and Le Pater kosher? No. No, maybe it's kosher. So either way, whatever Shita you say, the word Pater in our Mishnah is ambiguous. It does not give off whether the animal is kosher or Pasol itself. And therefore you can't bring any rais or kashas from it. Period. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a different possibility about interpreting our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah is a case where it says the Bailam or Moshech Yideim. Maybe the case is where all the Bailam or Moshech Yideim except for one. There's still one person that is Nimne on this Karban Pesach, but the Mishnah says it's following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can't have that. The Rabbi Yehuda, maybe this is following Rabbi Yehuda. And again, this has nothing to do with the case of where all the chabura, the animal was left without an owner. So it's not related to that case of what we just said, Amoshech Yadami Pischa, all the different cheetahs that we just had. Maybe our Mishnah is not related to that, because our Mishnah, there's still one person. There's still one person there. It's just that Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser Lechadchila to be Shechta Karban Pesach for one person. Rabbi Yehuda is Sanin and Taman, we learned later on in Davayin Gimel, Ein Shochtan Esa Pesach Ala Yachid, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Matir. So therefore, it could be that our Mishnah is not related to the sugya of leaving a Karban Pesach without any owner. Reb Zohar, Abayi Kumi Rebbe Mana, Ha'ashkachan Pater V'Kasher. The Mishnah uses the word Pater. Shouldn't it have said Kasher if it meant Kasher, and then saying the word Kasher, we would have known Pater. Because if it's a Kasher animal, I would have known that there's a Pater of Chatas. Amalei, no, lav dafka, tanin nechacha Pater v'tanin hataman Kasher. Sometimes it says Kasher, sometimes it says Pater. And you can't be medayik one from the other. If it only says one, it wouldn't mean the other. Period. V'al kulam, separate statement. On all the ones that we learned in the Mishnah, that if it happens during the week, let's say the case of mashchu bailam mishudayim, the bailam, no more bailam, or the animal, all the bailam died or became tameh. During the week, v'al kulam haya Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Brocha Omer, what do you do with this animal that is now left without owners? Could you burn it right now because it's a kachim that you're not going to use, or do you have to wait till tomorrow? Tu'ubar tsurasa v'yetzel beisas reifa. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you have to tu'ubar tsurasa, which basically means there's a problem with this animal, but you want to make sure that it's fully problematic before you burn it. So you have to wait till it has lina the next morning, and then you can burn it. Then you can burn it. Says the Gemara, meaning, what does that reflect? It reflects that it's not fully puzzle. It's not fully puzzle, right? Maybe it has an external problem. Maybe like the owner dying is not what's called psul haguf, according to this line. Or else you'd be able to burn it right away. It has some other type of problem. Says the Gemara, Rebbeza Rabbi Yossi ba'akumi Rabbi Yossi. Nicha shemesu v'shnitvu. I understand they have to wait till tomorrow if the owners died or became tame. Those are external psulim to the animal. But if shemashku yibalam es yadam, but if the owner has no, there are no owners on this animal, isn't that a psul aguf? Isn't that an internal psul which you'd be able to burn it right away and not wait for two bar tsura, the wait till tomorrow? Somewhere it says, wait a minute, let's talk about it. Ma'an ha-kayimin, what's the case where the owners decided to be moshech yideyim? Im b'chayim, if it was while the animal was still alive before shechita, then psul machshir, psul agufu, right? If the animal is still alive, then that's just a external psul? No, that's an inherent psul, because this animal now is being shechted not for anybody. Isn't that a psul agufu, and therefore you should have to burn it? Yeah, you should be able to burn it today, not have to wait till tomorrow. And if there was already shechita and then they pulled away their moshech yadayim, which they're not allowed to do, then yish mashicha lachar shechita, they're not allowed to do that. So therefore the shechita was perfect. Right? So now the owners have a problem. Then you shouldn't have to burn it at all. So which is it? If it was beforehand, you should be able to burn it today. If it was afterwards, you shouldn't have to burn it at all. Answer, mikivan sheish lo rishus limshoch, psul machshir hu v'tan sura. No, because the owners are allowed to, halachically, decide to change their minds before the shechita. So therefore, you can't say that it's an inherent problem with the animal. They were allowed to do this. So it's left without owners, but it's still called a external psul. And therefore, you'd have to wait till tomorrow, ibur tsura. Hadlach parachei ludvarim. Let's get into tzalia, roasting the animal. How do you roast the current Pesach? It has to be roasted, as we know. You're not allowed to cook it. Shaput shel rimon. You take a spit, like a long pole of pomegranate wood. So you put it straight through them. You roast the animal whole through the mouth and coming out the other side. You put the legs that you had cut off to get to the innards. And the innards, you put that back inside the animal. So that's why it's called roasted whole. Divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. If you're putting it inside the animal, then the juices of the animal are going to help cook the innards and the legs inside. You can't put it inside the animal. You hang it on the spit outside the animal. Period. Why do you use that type of wood, rimon wood? Because all other woods exude liquid when you heat them. But rimon does not. It does not exude liquid. It does not exude liquid. So the Gemara says, "Mana kayamim." What's the case that we're talking about? In balachim, if we're talking about moist wood, afilu shel rimon botzeis. If it's moist, then even rimon wood exudes liquid. Then be yaveshim, and if it's dry, afilu kol eitzim in the botzeis. But if it's dry, then no wood exudes liquid. So what's unique about rimon wood? Ela keni kol eitzim yaveshim yibachos lachim yivafnim. No other wood, if they're dry on the outside, they're still wet on the inside. Therefore, you can't use them. Rimon yavesh yibachos yavesh yivafnim. Rimon wood is if it's dry on the outside. It's dry on the inside, and there's nothing to worry about. Period. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Omer, solo so b'shmol shel mateches. Rabbi Yehuda says, you could use a metal. You could use a metal pole. You don't have to use a wooden pole. You don't have to use a wooden rimon pole. Just use metal. Not a problem. Says the Gemara, metal? Amrullah harehu rotechu martiach. If it's metal, then the metal heats up from the fire, and it's the metal that's going to be cooking the animal. And you have to have tzli'esh. Tzli'esh you have to have. You can't have metal cooking it. So how could you use metal? How could it be to say that? Right? Says the carbon eda. V'harehu orateach omartiach habasar v'eno tzli'esh. So Mari answers no. Amar lahen, kishem shel eitz eno nisrach, kafem atechaz eno martiach. No, by wood, just like we say the wood inside isn't burning the animal because it's inside the animal, there's a break. So too metal, it's inside the animal. So it's not going to heat up in that way to cook the animal. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Yes, it would. Amrulo. Lo dome ha'etz l'matachas. Wood and metal are not the same. Sheha'etz ha'mikzas alocham kulo. Wood, even if it gets hot on the outside, the part of the spit that's outside the animal, it doesn't mean that the inside wood is going to be so hot that it's going to end up cooking the animal. Shematachas ha'mikzas alocham kulo. We know metal. You touch one side of the metal becomes boiling hot. The other side is also boiling hot. You can burn yourself. Never realize it. So chamikzas alocham kulo. So if you heat the outside part of the metal that's outside the animal, then the inside part of the metal is also going to get burning hot, and that's going to end up cooking the animal. And therefore, the Gemara ends up with a kasha. There are amrulo. They have a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. You see the carbon eda amrulo. The inside of the metal is going to be martiach. Shizeh shal eitz chamikzas olo chamkulo. That's still called sliyesh. The whole thing's going to get hot. Even what's covered inside the animal. And not sliyesh. And therefore it would be a problem. Okay, we'll have to pick up with this fire and sli discussion, Beit Hashem, next time.